Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Funding research on the new and existing conservation innovations at the field level is the purpose of a specific part of the USDA's Conservation Innovation Grants. Rod Bain for the USDA has more.
The Agriculture Department's Conservation Reserve Program is one of its longest-running conservation offerings, established as part of the 1985 Farm Bill. And recently, USDA announced an expansion within CRP's suite of offerings and incentives to eligible landowners. Farm Service Agency Administrator Zach Duchenau says among the changes, an increase in the CRP enrollment cap from 25 to 27 million acres by the year 2023.
We're currently 4 million acres below our goal for 2021. So we're really challenged with how do we get folks interested enough to enroll or re-enroll their land in the program.
Such encouragement comes in the form of higher rental rates and increased incentives.
What we're really aiming at is to increase payments for proactive incentive rates for continuous CRP from 20 to 50%, and soil rental per acre may also increase as well. That's going to be on a more case-by-case basis. We also want to increase payments for water quality practices from 10 to 20% and do this through the continuous CRP sign-up.
In addition,
we're also looking at establishing a CRP grassland minimum rental rate that will provide benefits to more than 1,300 counties with rates that are currently below the minimum that we're contemplating.
Much of this focus also centers on incentivizing climate-smart agriculture practices, including a new, specific climate-smart ag incentive inside CRP.
Establishment of trees, permanent grasses, development of wildlife habitat is hand-in-hand with climate-smart agriculture because the more diversity you have in your ecosystem, the better your practices are for the environment on a grander scale.
Additional changes include moving state acres for wildlife enhancement safe program practices to the CRP continuous sign-up and expansion of the Clear 30 watershed and prairie pothole soil health programs. Also, USDA will invest $10 million in the CRP Monitoring, Assessment, and Evaluation Program to measure and monitor soil carbon and climate resilience impacts of CRP acreage over the life of new CRP contracts. Data collected through the May program will help USDA refine producer-based climate-resilient tools and practices. More details are available through local FSA offices or online at www.farmers.gov.
That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Thank you for spending a few minutes of your day with us. Have a great weekend. We'll see you back here again on Monday.